Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
One of the main entrances to Yellowstone National Park is back open after it was hit with historic floods and rock slides in June. Will Waukee of the Mountain West News Bureau reports from the park's north entrance.
Mammoth, Wyoming is normally one of the most crowded parts of Yellowstone. It's home to the park's headquarters, several hotels and restaurants, and a massive bubbling hot springs complex with pools tinted blue, red, green, and orange. But since the destructive floods in June, elk nearly outnumbered tourists here. That's largely because the six-mile road connecting Mammoth to the gateway town of Gardner, Montana, was washed out. Whole homes were swallowed by floodwaters, and hundreds of residents were without power and clean water for days. The lack of tourism was also devastating. In early July, the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis conducted an electronic survey. More than 7 out of 10 respondents in the areas most impacted anticipated a 50% drop in revenue. Sarah Andres with the Gardner Chamber of Commerce sees its effect.
I have a good friend who is an outfitter. She goes into the park with horses. She was in tears of how she's going to feed her livestock throughout the winter. I have definitely seen some heartbreak.
The park replaced the washed-out route with an expanded stagecoach road, originally built in the 1880s. During construction, it was open for guides and other approved locals, but because the windows to pass through were only in the early mornings and evenings, school days extended to 11 hours. Cam Shawley is the Yellowstone superintendent and calls it a near miracle that they reopened all of Yellowstone's roads this season.
There's no playbook here, and no one's done this, at least in the Park Service, this quickly.
Charlie says federal funding is a major reason for the successful rebuild. The National Park Service provided $50 million. The Department of Transportation added $65 million. Greg Jackson heads one of the companies contracted for reconstruction. He says his team worked up to 12 hours a day, 7 days a week.
You know, all our crews are very passionate about the park, and they want to do what's right for the park and the people, you know, the cities outside the park.
Recent helicopter footage from the Park Service shows the sheer amount of labor that went into rebuilding. Jackson says his company moved the equivalent of 50,000 pickup truck loads of dirt to fill in the washouts. They say the new roads are 100 times stronger than the old ones. Superintendent Shawley says next summer he hopes to turn his attention to other parts of the park that haven't been rebuilt in more than 100 years. He's worried those facilities won't hold up to increasingly extreme weather caused by climate change.
There's no reason that flood of the same situation couldn't happen next year, or at least in the next several years.
Right now, some roads are closed in preparation for winter, but you can still drive through the northern sections of Yellowstone to see fall colors and hundreds of bison. Jim Farfsing is a tourist from Cincinnati. On his way here, he drove through Red Lodge, Montana, one of the towns most affected by the flooding.
One end of it was still pretty devastated. I mean, buildings kind of rocks in parking lots and fronts of buildings washed out.
He says the economic impacts for businesses were clear, too.
Looked like all the businesses were opening, but we stayed at a hotel, and he said their basement still was a little musty. It's from, I guess, the flood water got in, and they pumped it out, but it's still a little musty.
For many businesses in these gateway communities, next year is make or break. They're hoping visitors will flock to see the new roads and the other changes to America's oldest national park.
It's just so nice to get in a car and go to these viewing overlooks and stuff, and you can just see nature right there.
For Here and Now, I'm Will Waukee.
And you are listening to Here and Now.